Welcome to Wing Chun Talk. Wing Chun Talk podcast is dedicated to talking all things Wing Chun. Your host, Sean Benson, has the pleasure of sitting down with other Wing Chun practitioners from around the world. If you are interested in Wing Chun or want to connect with other Wing Chun practitioners, then this podcast is for you. Sit back and enjoy Wing Chun Talk.
From a current training partner and friend of mine, local here in Edmonton. So welcome, Bob. Thanks for doing this today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make sure I bite my tongue.
No, swearing is fine. if it slips, it's no big deal. We'll bleep it later. No worries.
Sounds good.
How are things going? How are you doing?
Good. Can't complain. You know, doing the best we can. You know, it's unusual times that we're in right now, but what else can we do, really? You just kind of have to do the...
Yeah, just doing the best you can right now, hey? Doing what we can.
Well, try to keep busy and sane anyways. That can be a chore in itself.
Totally. I know we were talking before this about homeschooling. That's the newest challenge I'm facing right now. I got the grade oneer, and it's, like I said earlier, pulling teeth to get him to do a couple of his exercises that the teacher has assigned him. So, yeah, that's my biggest. Well, that and staying mentally, you know, being housed, being contained is a little bit odd, even though I like staying home. Being told to stay home is a little bit different.
Well, yeah, you can't just go out and do whatever you want to do anymore. And that's where I think it's a different lifestyle than we're used to.
Yeah, for sure.
As North Americans anyways.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, let's put that aside, table that for a whole other chit chat. But today we want to talk about Wing Chun. Like I said earlier, we train together, part of Alberta School of Kung Fu. Tell me a little bit about, and the people listening, and your story. What, kind of some of your background there and how you got into Wing Chun, how your training's been going, stuff like that.
I've done different styles of martial arts over my lifetime. I started with Kung Fu, the Hong Kun style, when I was a little kid. And of course, being a little kid, you never really focus and you lack the dedication to stick with it. So it never went far. As I was a teenager, I started a Filipino style called Sikaran, which is quite similar to karate. My story is more about lack of dedication over those years while I was younger. I took karate when I was in university, but then again, finished and moved away from Saskatoon. So I stopped. And then the years go by, you're focused on your career and whatnot. And that's how, so she joined, and I said, well, you know, I'm driving her to class every day, or every Tuesday, Thursdays. So I might as well join. So, and that's how I ended up starting. And that was, you know, 3.5-4 years ago now.
Nice. So you cut out just a little bit there, but basically kind of roundabout, did a few other different martial arts. And then to get into Wing Chun, you said your daughter started. You were driving her. And then you're driving, or you might as well train.
Correct.
So there was no special draw for you to Wing Chun, or? Okay, sorry. Looks like we're having a hard time with Bob's connection there. I will see about adding him back. Let's see if that helps. Apologize. I haven't had any technical difficulties to this point. So let me just see if this will help here. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. You're just trying to see if we can refresh that signal there.
Okay.
Sorry, go on there. I missed. I kind of cut you there.
What kind of drew me to Wing Chun was the fact that my daughter was starting to take it, and of course I just joined because I was driving her to class and picking her up from class every day. I might as well, you know, get myself active. And it's been great. You know, I'm healthier. I've lost weight. And it gets me out of the house every Tuesday, Thursdays, and sometimes on Saturdays for dummy class. And it's, it gets the body moving, you know, it gets your brain off of, you know, what is stressing you out on a daily basis or whatever is going on in your life at the time, because when you're in class, your focus is really to learn and to do the best you can.
Right. Your focus on what you're doing at that moment, right? Like on the technique or the drill or what have you. So was there a reason why you introduced, I guess, your daughter into Wing Chun? Like, or was it just kind of like, hey, this is the time works. This is a great opportunity. Like the class is close to my place, or the style specifically. Was there a draw for your daughter, I guess?
For my daughter anyways, it worked out the schedule, worked for my schedule. And really that's how it kind of started. And I just kind of went on from there. My daughter kind of got bored of it. And so she's moved on to something else now.
And you've stuck with it.
And I've stuck with it.
Perfect. That's awesome. And I'm grateful that you're sticking with it. Cause as I was kind of chatting with Lance last week, just it's nice to have, you know, the club kind of build up the base, some beginners kind of move up and give some training for the higher level guys, I guess you could kind of say.
Sorry, I missed out for that because it was looked like we got a glitch again.
Oh, I appreciate you sticking with it. That's all. So as like, you know, a few years in on your training, have you had any hurdles of like wanting to stop, or has everything been peachy? Have kind of hit little road bumps along the way? What kind of, has there been anything like that for your journey so far?
No, I don't think so. You know, you know, in the lower belt, you progress quite fast, you know, and then you kind of, you eventually peak out at some point, right? I think I'm kind of not quite there yet because I've still got a lot to learn. Definitely, I have to work on my structure and making sure that, you know, my elbows are in, elbows are down, knees are bent. You know, things like that. And it's all about body mechanics and you know, it's easier said than done. And, you know, Wing Chun, the style of Wing Chun kind of has some weird movements in terms of that's not the way your body should move, but that's the way we're doing it, right?
What specifically are you talking about?
You know, like Tan Sao and keeping the elbow down and in front of you. It's you know, it's definitely it's a good structure. I understand why that you know we do it that way, but it just doesn't feel normal, you know. Yeah. And of course, our whole system is about elbows, right? And making sure your elbow is in its proper place, because if it's not in the proper place, then you're not as strong as you potentially could be.
Right. So just finding that structure is a challenge. Like, yeah, I agree with you totally. The first, did you find them exciting though? The first few, like kind of the beginning, I guess, of Wing Chun, or were you just realizing that I've done another martial art, so I know I need to learn X, Y, and Z before, well, I got to learn A, B, and C before I move on to the alphabet, right?
Yeah, well, having been to different schools before, you know, I kind of knew that you kind of start from the beginning. And I was willing to go through the, you know, the whole spiel all over again. Because when my daughter was there, and I was open to something different anyways. I was looking for an activity to occupy my off time. And, you know, it was a great place to end up. I just kind of ended up there, really, because my wife was looking for a place for my daughter to start, you know, Kung Fu. There were different places, of course. You know, there's a lot of different schools in Chinatown that we had considered, but the time just didn't work. And, you know, the Alberta School of Kung Fu just happened to be the one that worked best for our schedules.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. I know. I just, it's funny you say that about just ending up there, because same with me. Like, some friends of mine were training down in Calgary, so just south of us. And I was like, hey, guys, that looks awesome. I think I want to do that. Any recommendations in the city? So they recommended two, and this was like literally the first one I tried and stuck with it. So kind of all I know, which I like it. I mean, I'm not, I like it that way. And same deal. Like, I didn't search out a specific club, a specific, Sifu, I guess you could say, or like a certain style. It just kind of fell on top of me as well. And it's just like, man, I got to learn this. But have you grown to really enjoy it?
Oh yeah, no, I love it. Well, of course, a part of it is guys like yourself, really, and Lance, and, you know, the other students in the class that are, you know, because it's all about camaraderie and finding your place in the class, really. At first, when you start, you know, you're kind of intimidated just like everyone else, right? Because you don't know what to expect. You don't know. You kind of go in thinking, okay, well, I don't know anything. And you just kind of learn from there, right? And as you progress up the belt, because we use the belt system, as you mentioned in previous classes or previous episodes, is that it kind of gives everybody an idea. Okay, well, this is your level, and you know, you that means you've been around. And it's okay. Well, I can learn from this guy because he's blue, or he's brown, or he's black.
Right, for sure. Let's come back a little bit to what you said there about like joining a club. A couple different reasons you could join a club. Like, could be social, could be learn to, you know, this art, could be kind of a combination of things. Now, did you find like the social aspect right off the beginning, like as a new person? Like, I mean, because we have all sorts of different levels in the group and that are listening, like from wanting to learn to, you know, Sifu. So let's kind of just talk a little bit about like joining a new club, really, like, because I can talk to that about like for a while, I'm sure. Were you intimidated? Were you chatty right off the get bat? Or, I mean, were you hoping to like meet all these new people at the beginning? Like, kind of take us back a little bit.
At the beginning, it was, for me, it was more about just getting physically active. And you know, it's been both, really, where, you know, I found some good friends within the club that I wouldn't have had I not joined. And it's been great. You know, you like I said, you know, at the beginning, you're always going to be somewhat intimidated because you really don't know anybody in the club unless you were introduced to the club by someone else. Right. But at that time, I really didn't know anybody coming in, and, you know, just stuck with it. And eventually you get to know people.
Yeah. So that's a great little thing. Stick with it, right? Like, I mean, if you want to like advance, I guess, and meet these people, you got to stick around. Like, we've had a few people kind of come and go. You're just like, they're like, oh, I'm really fired up to learn this. It's just like, okay, stick around, give it some time. Like, because at the beginning, I'm going to be frank, in my opinion, it's like it's the learning curve seems a little bit slower at the beginning, but maybe it's because I didn't know what I was actually learning. So it just seemed like I'm learning this little set of hand movements. But what does that mean to me? So every class I come and it's just like, I don't know. Like, it just seems like this is a bit of a slower process. Did it seem the same to you, or am I off?
I think at the beginning is as a new student, you tend to be overwhelmed a little bit by the amount of information and that you're receiving. And part of that, you know, is you're kind of getting information overload at the beginning. You know, I think once you get used to that and you start getting accustomed to the movements and the structure, then, you know, you kind of get over that fear at the beginning. I think for a lot of people that might be part of it is that's why, you know, you get some students that stay, some people that you know, for whatever reason, go on their way. You know, part of it is fear, and you know, they have to, you know, of course you're the new person in the group, so you have to be willing to open up yourself to others in order for them to open up themselves to you. So, you know, that goes for everyone, really, joining a new group and you don't really know anyone. You have to put yourself out there in order to get to know someone.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's funny because kind of looking back, because I was mentioning, I kind of had two stints. I trained early 2000s for a bit of a chunk. And that was, I remember I met a bunch of, because it was at the university. So I met it was a more social, I think that first time for me, it was at the, like I said, out of the a building at the U of A. So I met quite a few university students my age at the time. And yeah, we became really good friends. The second time, it seemed like it took me a little bit longer to kind of build those friendships. Maybe the club was a little bit older, or it had kind of a different demographic, I guess. Or I was just more closed off. Like, I'm like, I'm just learning Kung Fu. That's my reason for going back, right? It's just like, I'm going to learn Wing Chun. And if the social thing happens, I mean, then it happens. And yeah, like, I totally agree. Like, we've made, I think, some pretty good connections, you know, through Kung Fu, which is awesome. Like, connecting with you, Lance, a couple other the guys and gals. Maybe we don't hang out with them outside of the club, but I would consider, you know, a lot of them pretty close. So we do spend lots of time with them, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Kind of went on a little tangent there. So you have you had any little hurdles that you've had to kind of overcome in the Wing Chun, like with your training?
I don't think I'm any different than anyone else in terms of the hurdles. Really, I think it's learning to know your body and getting your body in that structure that is the proper structure. Right. You know, I find that my especially my elbows, keeping them down is not always that easy.
Right.
Because it tends to get out of the proper structure without me recognizing it has happened. And I think that's half the battle too, right? Is recognizing, well, that it has happened when it arises, and just trying to do those little corrections, because sometimes it's not a huge correction, but it's those little corrections and being able to constantly do it so that you're always in the proper structure at all times. And I don't think it's not easy. Otherwise, we would all be 8-degree black belts like Sifu is.
Of course. No kidding. It's funny, though, because he says, I can't remember the saying, something about it being simple. It's so simple, right? But it's just like the principles are maybe simple, but it takes a ton of practice to make it look easy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny you say that. Any goals you're hoping to achieve through Wing Chun? I know you just kind of fell into it, and but you enjoy it. What are your hopes with Kung Fu here, Wing Chun specifically?
Well, I want to become more physically fit. You know, I've got the old spare tire happening, and could definitely work on that.
Nice. Yeah.
And you know, being physically active has definitely helped that. Awesome. You know, that's really been my primary goal right from the beginning. So, you know, it's, you know, I think I'm older now, so I'm definitely more dedicated to sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm planning to keep, you know, sticking to Wing Chun probably for the rest of my life as far as I have, as I know anyways.
Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome to hear. Yeah, physical activity, just kind of speaking, because we have had this little break from training for the last, where are we at now, like 2 months or month and a half?
Almost 2 months now.
Yeah, it's just I'm feeling different parts of my body that are hurting from, and I'm not training like regularly. Like I went through a bit of a stint where I was hitting my dummy training in the garage, but I think I mentioned I tweaked my, I don't want to keep talking about it, but I tweaked my shoulder, and it's just like, I'm worried because everybody, well, I talked to my wife and she's just like, well, you got to watch your shoulders. Those are, you know, those take a long time to heal. So I'm taking it a little bit easy, but yeah, I'm totally missing training. One, getting together with the group there and training. And just, you know, just it's, I can't wait for it really to get back to the regular, I don't know, routine or the regular normal or whatever we're going to call it when we get back.
Yeah, no, I miss the classes as well. You know, I've been trying to stay active as much as I can. I was hitting the dummy yesterday, so I've got the bruises to prove it. But just trying to stay as active as possible without and maintaining what I've learned, because that's a part of it, right? Without trying to continue to practice while we're on this so-called hiatus, you want to maintain, you know, you don't want to fall back to, you know, some of the bad habits that were there before. You want to try and maintain what you've learned and maintain, you know, the proper structure and continue training.
Right. Totally. Not many more questions here, but a couple more here. Looks like we're, going to be a bit shorter today, which is probably great with you and me. We're having a little technical difficulty, but I think it's kind of been sorted. Either way, have you ever wanted to quit since you've started?
No, I haven't.
What?
No.
That's great.
No, I think that's the great thing about having the belt system, which is what we have, right? Because it kind of gives you a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
And it gives you a goal for that next level, right? So that's the great thing about it. Is you know, you have some schools that they don't use the belt system. So it's hard to determine where you are compared to others, right? But at least in our school, we have the belt system, which gives you, one is a sense of accomplishment, mm-hmm. and two, you kind of know where you are in terms of where the class is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like your little tracker, right? It's just like I started over here and now I'm here and I could be here. Yeah, it's just, I totally agree with you on that. I don't know if it's the same, but like if you go to school for something, you want some sort of, you're working towards something, right, in school. I don't know if that's the same or great example, but like, I mean, be frustrating to go to school for X amount of years and not, obviously you've learned the knowledge, so that's great, but you also are trying to earn something, kind of, right? I mean, that might not be your goal. Your goal is physical activity, but yeah, like, I mean, it kind of gives you this maybe more drive because now you're like, wow, I'm right here. Like if I keep pushing, I'll be there and so on.
And I think, you know, at least it gives you a sense of knowing where you are in terms of your learning.
Yeah.
Right. And that's good or bad. You know, I guess it depends. I'm sure there's someone else got a lot more to learn and a lot more to achieve, but you know, at least I know where I'm at personally.
Got a little cut out there, but kind of caught that last little bit about knowing where you are and yeah.
It was, you know, I like the belt system because it indicates to me where I'm at in terms of my learning.
Right.
You know, I've got a lot more to learn, but you know, at least I know where I'm. I have an indication of where I'm at, and to be at your level,
right. Again, it's starting to kind of crackle here. We'll wrap up with maybe one or two more here. All right, so let's wrap up with that question. That's probably a good one to leave on. What would you tell yourself or someone new, starting fresh? If you were to restart or talking to someone brand new, what would you tell them?
Oh, right. Yeah, I would just mention that, you know, it's going to take time. You're going to have some frustrations. You know, you kind of have to be willing to be open-minded and stick with it because it takes, you do progress quite fast, but it does take time. And, yeah, that would be my suggestion is just to stick with it and be dedicated.
Love it. Totally. Yeah, that's great advice for sure. Stick with it. Keep at it. And who knows what will happen in a few years, right? Like, I mean, yeah, you're right. Depending on how often you can train, you'll see results.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you'll see results. So I think some people, the mentality of some people is that, you know, I'll go to a few classes and I'll learn Wing Chun because it's a simple form or simple art, which that's whole another conversation. But yeah, it's something that you can learn in a short amount of time, but it's years, not like months or weeks. So
that's right. That.
Stick with it. Awesome, Bob. Well, something about the internet connection isn't doing us any favors today, so we'll wrap up there, but thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. All right, catch you on the next one. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to Wing Chun Talk Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it with someone you know who will also enjoy it. If you haven't already, make sure to follow or subscribe to catch all upcoming episodes.